welcome you this Christmas Eve, Carols, Candlelight, and Communion. May you join us tomorrow also at 10 o'clock for the Communion service as we rejoice in Jesus, who is born for us, is Emmanuel, God with us. Processional hymn, Joy to the World, hymn 387. We stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary as we sing Joy to the World. Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The introit. We sing Angels from the Realms of Glory, hymn 367. You may be seated.
Angels from the realms of glory, bring your fire. with you.
And with thy Spirit.
Let us pray. O God, you make this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament lesson is from Isaiah chapter 9. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the gradual hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, hymn 361.
Now still we see thee, God.
lesson is from Titus chapter 2. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself up for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the hymn Away in a Manger, hymn 364.
That a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the city of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was pledged to be married to him, and who was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. Then the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For unto you this day in the city of David a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was that when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. So they came with haste, found Mary and Joseph and the babe who was lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made known abroad the saying which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, just as it was told unto them. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess the Nicene Creed on page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing the hymn of the day, O Come All Ye Faithful, hymn 379, you may be seated.
Joy, glory, and joy, God.
because the sign has been fulfilled. What is a sign? A sign points us to something else. If you're climbing a mountain and the sign says 10 miles this direction, you go that direction because you want to reach your destination. The angels tell the shepherds, this will be the sign to you because you will go into Bethlehem and find a baby in a manger. Now, a manger is a perfectly warm place for a child. I've seen these mangers over in Jerusalem. And it's about the size of a baby crib. It's cut out of stone. It's filled with hay. If you wrap the baby in a warm blanket, it'd be perfectly warm and safe, almost in like a baby bed. However, these mangers were intended to feed animals. It's where you would put the feed to feed the cow or the ox or the horse. This is not where you would expect to find a baby. So when the angels say this is the sign that Christ is born, they were being told that God's mercy and love and affection towards them was so merciful and loving and kind that the sign of this would be this little child. Is anyone here afraid of a little baby? If you see a child sleeping in the crib, are you terrified? No. It's a symbol of peace, and quietness, and tranquility. So we know that this sign fulfilled in Jesus is, as we sing in a hymn, a great and mighty wonder, a full and holy cure, because the virgin bears the infant with virgin honor pure. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. The sign for us that Jesus is God in his love in human flesh is that Jesus is the great light, Jesus is the Prince of Peace, Jesus is the grace of God, Jesus is our blessed hope. And the proof, the sign is fulfilled, a baby in the manger. Now, this sign also fulfilled Isaiah chapter 9 that you heard today. The land up north, Zebulun and Naphtali, is the area of the Sea of Galilee where Jesus would be raised up in Nazareth. The people walked in darkness, not have seen a great light, Isaiah said. 700 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah foretold that this light would appear in Galilee, and Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem in Judea, would grow up in the area of Galilee. He is for us a great light in the midst of darkness, because the great light has shone spiritually to a world that is in darkness. When a person is in darkness, when the light goes on, it's painful to the eyes. Light is a good thing, but when people live in darkness, light is painful. It's piercing. But the light of Christ breaks through this oppression, breaks through the darkness, and says, unto you a child is born, a son is given. The light has dawned. The government will be upon his shoulder, which means Christ will keep the law perfectly for us. All three names of the Trinity are here. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And the Holy Spirit is the wonderful Counselor. This is how a great light has come. This is how peace has come to us. The Word becomes incarnate and yet remains on high. The cherubim sing anthems to shepherds from the sky. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. For you and me, we have light in the midst of a dark world. We have peace in the midst of a world that is in constant anxiety. and the sign is a child in the manger. Then Paul said in the epistle lesson today that the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all. You see, when the grace of God appeared, it wasn't just a word, it was a person. Jesus is the grace of God. In Him has come salvation. In Him is our blessed hope. And this is how God saves us. He doesn't save us by bringing us an idea. He brings us a person. The person of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what Paul talked about in the epistle lesson today. The appearing of our great God and Savior, who gave Himself to redeem us and to purify us. Now here is the further sign. The further sign of God's grace is that this child who was laid in a manger would one day be nailed to the cross. This child and Mary would have a spear pierced through her heart, because one day she will see her beloved child hanging on the cross, but she will also see him after his resurrection, knowing that this son that she bore is also her Savior. Amazing. The child that was within her was also her Savior. This is the glorious mystery of Christmas. Only Christians proclaim this is how God came. God is not some distant despot high in the skies and the universe above us. God is a Father who sent His Son and gives us the Holy Spirit so we can drown the old Adam in baptism and the new man can come forth. So we enter into 2026. We live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives, zealous for good works, because we have a great light. We have Jesus, the Prince of Peace. We have the grace of God and the blessed hope and the certainty of everlasting life. And what was the sign for you and me? A baby lying in a manger, a man who was laid in the tomb and rose from the dead, and in this Lord Jesus Christ, the one who was born, was crucified, raised, and ascended, we have the hope, the light, the peace, and the grace of God Himself. So joy to the world in Jesus, and we sing it in the carols. But remember the words of the angels to the shepherds and to you and me. Everything here is a sign that points us to who Christ is now and in eternity. This sign brings us great joy. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We stand to sing the offertory on page 192. And as we do, please take the attendance pad at the end of the pews, fill out the sheet, tear it out, and put it in the basket in the narthex. You may be seated for the offerings.
prayer of the church, we stand to pray.
O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Most merciful God, you gave your eternal word to become incarnate of the pure Virgin. Grant your people grace to put away fleshly lusts, that they may be ready for your holy visitation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of Sacraments, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
And salutary, that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
away the sin.
take and eat the body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Take and eat. The body of Christ. The body of Christ given for you. Take and eat the body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. Take and eat. Body of Christ, the blood of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ, take and eat the blood of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ, take and eat. Body of Christ, the blood of Christ. Body of Christ, the blood of Christ. Blood of Christ. Take and drink. This is blood of Christ. Blood of Christ. Take and drink. Blood of Christ. Blood of Christ. Take and drink. Blood of Christ. The true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Take and drink. Blood of Christ. Drink. The true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
candles as we sing It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, hymn 366. You may be seated. Thank you.